It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We had connection problems from New Knoxville at the beginning of the JV game, and it took us all of the first half to get the problem resolved. We now join the broadcast at the beginning of halftime.
Hey, and we're back here at New Knoxville High School. It's halftime here of the JV matchup. Indians trail 16-12. So I didn't see much of the half because we're trying to get this figured out. Hopefully you can hear us now. But the Indians are down 4. I like the way they ended the half. Yeah. They were down, I think they scored 5 points to end it, to narrow that lead. So
yeah, they ended really strong. Marissa Garkey, of our 12 points, I think she has 10.
Really?
She's had a huge pass. And I almost missed it, but after I got to recap and everything and kind of watching, I thought, oh my gosh, she's got almost all of our points. So, and I don't know who left over has the 2 points. I think it's Hope, but Marissa Garkey leads us with 10, and Hope's got 2, so we'll see.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So
now we're watching some, I don't know what age level this is. But
I don't know. It's really young.
Yeah. First graders out there dribbling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, once again, we're sorry for the problems that we had trying to get connection here, but we're back on, and hopefully you hear us now, and we're good the rest of the way. Yeah. So we'll take a short break again and be back with hopefully some second half action after this.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Looking for great food fast? Call Mary Colleen's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Colleen's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Mary Colleen's. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold out. outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at halftime of the JV girls matchup between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Knoxville Rangers. 16-12 again is our score. Indians trail by four. They made a good run at the end of the first half, so they're closing the gap. And once again, we apologize for the connection issues, but we are back now and hopefully should be good for the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So New Knoxville again is 13-1 on the year. So it's a good team that JV girls are going up against. And our record is 4-9, but I think it could easily be a lot better than that. A couple of those wins could have went our way.
Yep, I think so too.
So girls are playing well.
Yep.
I think they can hang in there and hopefully pull out this win.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how they do. I think they got to come out and play a little bit more aggressively on defense. I think we get a little lax, especially on the fast break.
Yeah.
You've got these girls that run 100 miles an hour. You gotta get out and get ahead of them. So
right.
We'll see what kind of changes Jeff makes, and we'll see what they do.
About 25 seconds left till tip. Or not tip, but the start of the second half.
Yeah, the start of our...
It was like the tip because I didn't watch much of the first.
The start of our third quarter Fowler Mechanical quarter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's right. Yeah, and I don't know who our halftime sponsor is. Is that Cooper's?
I think it is.
I'm trying to close my eyes and read that paper, and I can't find it in front of me, so...
Oh.
That's all right.
Yeah. It's...
There it is. So it looks like New Knoxville's got the ball. We got Carly Flutterjohn bringing the ball down the floor. Over to Carson. Back to Flutterjohn. Out to Weedock, back to Flutterjohn's going to drive it in and dish it down the middle, and Grace Guggenbiller almost had her tied up. Ball's loose. New Knoxville comes up with it. Avery Henshin dribbles it in and dishes it back out to Flutterjohn, to Carson, back to Flutterjohn. And then Carson Henshin goes for a nice easy hook shot. And Grace Guggenbiller gets called for the foul. I think she might have pushed
away from
off
the ball.
Yeah, I'm not real sure.
Yeah.
And she pushed off on the rebound. So New Knoxville's going to throw the ball in. Ball goes into Avery Henshin. She's going to drive.
Good
defense by Grace and
Lily
Whitley Rammel.
Pushes it up to Aubrey on the other end on the fast break. Aubrey puts up a left-hand layup. Can't quite get it to go. Rebound is loose. Finally come up with by New Knoxville.
Nice hustle by the girls. Carson Henshin's going to bring the ball down the floor for the New Knoxville Rangers. Oh my gosh, it's going so fast. I can't think.
I know.
Avery Henshin down low out to Waterman, who just misses it. And Hope Wendell gets a steal and gets fouled. Steal, and she gets fouled by Melissa Waterman. So
the Indians went to a 2-3 zone against New Knoxville there.
Is that what we're doing? We're doing a little change?
Yep, a little bit of zone.
Okay, see, I didn't see that. So Indians throw the ball in. You got it.
Yep. Alrighty. So Hope Wendell has the ball up top. 5:45 left in the third quarter. Hope will get a ball screen. Now pass it over to Marissa on the left wing. She's holding it out on top. She gets it into Willie Rammel. Willie will turn and face and gets partially blocked by New Knoxville.
Out to Waterman. Waterman for the 3-point and just misses it. Not Waterman, I'm sorry. That was Carla Flutterjohn. Out to, I don't know, number 13, Taylor Newman. Over to Carson Henshin. He's going to give it over to Waterman. And into Avery. Avery just, and Whitley Rammel reaches in and gets her third foul.
Oh, they cut a foul?
Yep, she's out. This is a little touchy. They're a little touchy tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
A little touchy tonight. So Elena Evers is going to have to replace Whitley Rammel. Carson Engine is going to throw the ball in. She's going to get it to Avery. Over to Carly. And out to Carson for the 3-point. She just misses it. Rebound to Newman. And Carly Flutterjohn misses.
Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
Hope
will bring it up herself. 16-12. Still your score. Hope gets a ball screen. She's on the right wing. Her defender fell down. She dishes off to Elena Evers, and that shot is no good.
Yeah, just gets blocked. So they're going to throw the ball up to Florida Waterman. She's going to drive it right in. Easy layup. So there's that fast break defense that we're
right,
missing out
getting
on. That's probably the 6th or 8th point that they've scored on that. So
Hope Wendell has the ball up top. Dribbles around the arc. Looking for a back door, but picks up her dribble, now swings it to Grace Gainbiller. Grace tries to get it out and saved by Marissa, but right in the arms of New Knoxville.
Fast break ball again, just about. Good defense by
Ball's
Hope Wendell.
Loose on the ground. We have a jump ball underneath.
Taking their time. So they tried to get it into Avery Henshin, and Hope Wendell says, nope, not today. So in for the Indians, we have Faith Gruby and Emma Collett. And Faith Gruby's down there. Going to throw the ball in to Hope.
The Hope will bring it up with 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Hope will take her time walking it up. Indians down 6. Hope has it on the left wing.
Ooh.
Yep, I didn't think they were going to call it a first.
I didn't think so either.
It's pretty obvious. So.
Yeah, I think the sound of it gave it away. Yeah. So Carly, and then back to Carson. Carson Henderson is going to bring the ball down the floor. She's going to drive, and almost dish. I thought she was dishing. Back to Carly, out to Carson, who just misses it in and out of the rim. Rebound goes to Hope Wendell. She's going to bring the ball down the floor.
Hope doing a lot of the point guard work tonight. Yep. She brings it up. It's tipped away, and she gets it back. Still has her dribble. She should dribble around the arc. Still has it. Looking for someone to get it to. She gets it to Faith Gruby. Gruby dribbles around. Now hands it off to Emma Collig. Emma drives. It's getting knocked away. It's stolen by Henshin's of New Knoxville. We're going to have a foul on for recovery. That'll be on Faith Gruby.
That was Faith?
I think he said 14, but 14. I didn't think she was near it. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows? I thought it was Elena, but yep, it was Elena up there.
Oh.
Okay, Carson Henshin is going to bring the ball down for the New Knoxville Rangers. She's going to take her time. They're up 18-12 and 3 minutes left to go in their fallen mechanical third quarter. Carson's going to drive down and get trapped, and the Indians are going to go down to the floor and get it. And I believe the ball stays with the New Knoxville Rangers. Possession arrow is in favor of them, so... We got Flutterjohn throwing the ball in to Carson. Carson Henshin, or not Carson, Avery. She's going to come up strong and get her 2 points. I think she might have walked backwards a couple of times to get that, but fouled by Hope Wendell. And that is her maybe 2nd foul. Maybe it's not showing us, so not sure. Yep, 2nd foul. So Avery's first shot, she just missed, or not first shot, her only shot she missed.
Rebounded by the Indians, pushed ahead to Faith Gruby, now back to Marissa Garkey up top, she swings it to Emma Collard. Emma will drive now, stolen away recovered by...
By Waterman. Waterman's got the ball. She's out to Carson Henson. She's going to give it in to Avery. And Faith Gruby says, nope, I'm not going to let that ball go in so easily. So good defense by Faith Gruby. Because that was going to be an easy two for Henson.
Yeah.
All she had to do was get a hold of it. Lily Luthold comes in. She's going to check in for Emma Collick.
Faith Leonard in for the Indians. Indians down 8, 20-12 with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Hope Wendell will bring it up.
We're going to figure out our offense here. We need to score.
I know. We haven't scored in forever.
Nope. We haven't scored since the half, right? Yeah. Wasn't it 12 and a half? Yep, that's what I thought.
Ball goes to Lily Luthold up top. Lily passes to Faith. Faith will drive the right side, and they're going to have a foul.
That's good. We need to drive more. Drive more and draw some fouls.
Yep.
Get us to the line.
Be more aggressive.
If that's what we need to do to get points, get us to the line.
Yeah.
Keep driving and drawing fouls. Rebecca Leffel is going to enter the game for Taylor Newman in Knoxville. Lily.
Lily enters in to Marissa Garkey. She shoots the three from the right side. That's no good. Rebound. We're going to have a tie-up underneath. She'll stay with the Indians.
Yep. It's good to see Marissa shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some confidence.
Yep, absolutely.
Saw that one go in right before the half.
Yeah, why not?
So Lily will inbound it underneath. Finally finds Hope Wendell off her hands. It's on the loose again. We're going to have another jump ball.
Timeout. Ooh.
Oh, timeout by Coach Vaughn.
Saved it.
It's a good timeout by Coach Vaughn. We're going to take one with him and be back right after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here in Knoxville High School. Indians had the ball, and they're out of bounds play is unsuccessful. It'll be New Knoxville's ball now.
And, oh, yeah, New Knoxville turns it over.
Sorry.
Just in time. That's okay. You do your thing. I'll jump in whenever I need to. Sometimes I'm in la-la land, and I forgot what I'm doing. So
it'll be Indian ball. Aubrey Kanapke checks in for Faith Gruby. Minute 51 left in the third quarter. Indians still looking for the first points of the half.
Yeah. We need to score. We need a bucket.
Yeah.
Get somebody open.
Hope Wendell brings it up, passes to Lily Luthold, now over to Aubrey, over to Hope in the corner.
So we're just not able to get that high-low thing going like we did the other night.
I know, because
right?
They're playing zone too, so
yeah.
It should be there.
Great block by Avery Henson. They're going to bring the ball very quickly down the floor and turn it over. So Avery to Carson, sister to sister, they don't quite get her to happen. So you can tell they played together for a while.
Aubrey Kanapke will enter it in to Hope Wendell.
Okay, let's get two, girls.
Brings it up against the 3-2 zone. Now ball goes over to Aubrey Kanapke. Now over to Lily Luthold in the corner. Lily tries to pass it in, stolen by Henchins.
Avery Henchins is going to steal it and bring the ball down the floor. Good ball handler. She's going to give it to Carly Flutterjohn, over to Carson. Back to Flutterjohn. Newman's going to run around a circle up to Carson, and Carson's going to just miss it.
Rebounded by Elena Evers. She hands it off to Hope Wendell, and she'll bring it up.
53.
Yep. Ball goes over to Lily Luthold in the corner. Now back up top to Hope Wendell. It's going to be off her hands as it was partially deflected by New Knoxville, and then off of the hands of Hope. So it'll be New Knoxville's ball with 44.9 seconds left in the third quarter.
And we got Grace Schoonmiller, Whitley Ramble back in for Elena and somebody, Lily. I think Lily was out. Now she's sitting down. So Carly, they're going to wait. They got 36 seconds, and they're going to take their time. Carly Flutterjohn is up top, just dribbling. No pressure.
Yeah.
Indians aren't even, they're not even moving. They're just going to wait this whole 28 seconds. And
one shot.
Yep, save it for one. So Indians down 20-12. We have not scored this quarter, so...
Well,
let's see if we can hold them and not let them score.
Trapped up top.
And Carson Henson's going to take a three and miss it and rebound.
Oh, wow.
To Erica, and Erica gets fouled. Erica Weedock gets fouled. Or no, I'm sorry, not Erica. Melissa Waterman gets fouled by Grace Kugelbiller. So Waterman goes to the line with 6.878 seconds to go. And her first shot is up and good.
A lucky roll.
Yeah, it was. Our Hall Brothers foul line isn't helping us out. Not doing us any favors. All right, let's see if she can give them her 22nd point. And it's up, and it is good. So Melissa Waterman gives them two. Grace Kuchenbiller is going to throw the ball in, and she's going to give it to Aubrey with 6 seconds left to go.
Aubrey tries to throw it up.
All the way over to Marissa Garkey, who puts it up and gets us her 14th
Again, Marissa
point.
At the buzzer.
I don't know how that happened, but...
I don't know. It looked like it was going to be a mess, and then Willie fired it down court to Marissa. She put it up right as time expired, so...
Yep.
Three quarters in the books. Indians trail the Rangers 22-14. We'll take a quick break and be back with some fourth quarter action after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at New Knoxville High School. Start of the fourth quarter.
Yep, New Knoxville's got the ball. Flutterton's going to dribble it around, drop it to Avery Carson. I don't really know what's going on. If they're
Hope stole it, and she had the ball as she was falling to the ground, and Coach Vaughn called a timeout.
Ah, that's what's going on. I was waiting on Shannon to call a foul, and I just wasn't real sure what was going on.
Thought it was going to be a jump ball, and then Hope got away with it. So.
Yeah, I don't know how we managed to get that jump. I didn't know she had possession. Didn't look like it. So
Coach Vaughn's going to take a full timeout, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here after a great defensive effort by Hope Wendell and the Indians as they get away with the ball. Coach Vaughn took a timeout, so it will be Indian ball.
And they're down eight.
Yep, they're down eight. We got to find some scoring. I think we got to look inside to Willie, Elena, and Hope.
Yep, see if we can get some points on the board, because 14 points in a game isn't... Stolen away
by it.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe they didn't call that. Avery Hanson's going to drive in, shoot out, dish it out to Waterman. She's going to take a three and make it. She's going to make her three, so that's not what we needed right there. So
Aubrey Knappke will bring it up. Down 11 now. Pass it to Marissa Garkey in the right corner. Tries to get inside to Hope, but goes to Willie instead. Willie looks down low to Hope. Hope puts it up, no good. Rebounded by Hentons of the Rangers.
Yeah, and Carson's going to bring it down the floor all by herself. She gets stopped defensively, so I thought she was going to run it right in to lay it up, but Indians decide to play some defense on her. So Avery Hinton out, and then Carson's going to take three from out way out there, and she misses it. Ball goes out of bounds on Waterman. So be glad they're missing as many as they're missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Low scoring game.
Yeah, very low scoring game for both sides, really.
Rangers show a three quarters court press. Aubrey Knapke gets it in. She will try to break the press, but it's stolen by Henson.
Yeah, so Carson Henson's got the steal, or takes the ball, and she's going to take the ball at the top. And they're going to take their time. If you're up 11, you know, it's probably a good time to just let that clock burn, especially if the Indians aren't going to put on any pressure. So.
Yeah, they're still in the zone, so they could be switching the man to try to get some, get to speed them up a little bit.
Yeah, Marissa Garkey doesn't want the... Looked like a foul. I heard it. I think I heard it through my headphones. So Indians get to keep the ball, and they're going to throw it in. We got Aubrey Knapke throwing the ball in.
She looks and gets it to Willie Rammel at the high post. Almost taken away, but she gets it back and puts it up. No good.
This is it off the side of the...
We have a jump ball underneath. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians. They're going to try it again.
I thought we just had the ball. I guess they did miss the switch of the possession arrow. That might have been out of bounds on them, so who knows.
Ball goes into Elaine Evers in the corner. Now it's up to Marissa. Marissa shoots the three in and out. No good. Rebounded
to Waterman. Waterman's going to come down fast and hard. She's going to drive and miss it, but get fouled by Elaine Evers. Nice aggressive play by Waterman. And she's going to go to the line. Shoot two. Indians down 27-16. And her first shot is up, and it is not good. So thank you, Hall Brothers. Foul line. Lily Luthold. There I go again. Lily Luthold back in for Elena. Elena Evers. Leading us tonight in scoring, hands down, is Marissa Garkey. I believe she has 12 of our 16. So Waterman's first one is up, and second one is up and no good. So she misses both. Rebound goes down to Whitley Rammel.
She gets a tope one. Hope will bring it up against the pressure of New Knoxville. Gets it up to Aubrey Knapke inside to Whitley Rammel. She turns and gives it to Marissa underneath. It'll be off the foot of the Rangers, so it'll stay with the Indians. 4 minutes to go in the game. Indians down 11. They need some scoring quick.
Yeah, we need to go.
Aubrey Knapke will fire it in to Marissa Garkey. She swings it to Lily in the corner. Lily tries to get into Willie Rammel. Throws it away.
Push that too hard. They're forcing it, and she's not even open. So Rangers with the ball. Carly Flutterjohn, they're just going to take their time on the outside here. Over to Avery, to Newman, into Carson. Carson Henson back to Newman, back to Flutterjohn. And they're going to turn it over. Aubrey Knapke, I thought, was going to come up with it. We're still not sure who's coming up with it.
Ball's in the backcourt.
That one's Flutterjohn has it and then gets fouled by Aubrey. Aubrey was, I think, in mid-jump for the ball and ends up getting the foul. So it's like
going to be team's eighth foul, so they're going to be in the one-and-one. So Flutterjohn will go to the line to shoot one-and-one.
Yep.
3:29 left in the ball game.
Indians down 11, 27-16. So Flutterjohn's first free throw is up, and it is no good. Rebound goes to Hope Wendell, and she's fouled by Waterman. Yep. So Waterman gets her third foul. That's a good foul, I guess, for them. Hopefully we can...
The Indians have it. Lillard gets it into Aubrey Knapke. Knoxville playing a little three-quarter court press. Now they find Hope Wendell in the middle of the court. She breaks the press. Now gets it to Aubrey Knapke, over to Lily, over to Marissa in the corner. Marissa looks inside, and again, it's not there, but the Indians are just forcing it inside and turns it over again.
Yeah, they're forcing it, and they don't... It's not even open. I mean, they're giving it to the other team, so they're going to take a timeout.
And we'll take one with them and be back right after this.
Hello, this is Brandy Brackman with Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help increase your power, strength, and speed in order to get you back into the game. We are located at 1100 Commerce Street, Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419 763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Knoxville High School being Ranger ball. And Indians still trail by 11. Rangers get it in, and they're going to get fouled. So that'll send them to the line to shoot one in bonus. A couple subs for the Indians. Hope Wendell and Faith Kirby are in, replacing Emma Collig and Lily Luthold.
So Avery Henson goes to the line. She's going to shoot two. Or is this a one-on-one?
One-on-one.
One-on-one, my bad. So her shot goes up, and it's good. Nothing but net. Makes the score 28-16. Favor of the New Knoxville Rangers in our Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Hope Wendell with the rebound, so she misses her second one.
Hope gets it and brings it up herself. 3 minutes left in the game. She crosses half court. And almost stolen away, and we're gonna have a foul on.
He calls it on Hope.
Wow!
Holy cow! I'm not sure that should have probably been a.
I don't think so.
That would have been a good no call. But then again, we gotta take care of that ball a little bit better, I think so. So Waterman's gonna go to the line again. See if she can get a pick up some more points. For the Rangers. Her first one is up and it's good. And 29-16, 2 minutes and 54 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Let's see if she can miss this one. Be nice. It's up, and it is no
Another
good.
And Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell.
Yeah, Hope Wendell gets it.
She's going to bring it up again. 45 left, and pass to Baker to be right up her hands.
Yeah, right up her hands. And Newman's going to drive and foul, get fouled and get the two. So Newman gets two, and she gets fouled by Faith Kirby.
You need just being a little careless with the ball late in this game.
Mm-hmm.
31-16, that makes her score. Newman at the line, trying to extend the lead for New Knoxville. A bunch of subs for the Indians.
Wow.
Elena, Grace, Lily, and Emma.
Mass substitution.
Player in the bench.
Yep. And in for the New Knoxville Rangers, we have Erica Weedock. I think that's the first time she's seen the floor. And Carly Fletcher-Jones going to sit down. So Newman's going to take her third point here, and she is going to miss it, and rebound goes to Lily.
Lily will bring it up. She'll cross half court. She goes down the left side, will dump it off. Another steal by Henson of Knoxville.
Yep. So Avery Henson gets the steal, and Carson Henson is going to dribble the ball down the floor with 2.5 minutes left to go. Carson over to Avery, into Weedock, and she gets, I'm sorry, Weedock. I keep calling her Weedock. It's not Weedock, it's Waterman. I know the difference. I just get them mixed up. So,
ball
so she
goes
gets
into
two.
Lily. Just over 2 minutes remaining in the game. She hands off to Emma Collig. Emma stopped at the foul line. Now throws it off the hand of New Knoxville. It'll stay on this end. Nurse Agarki checks in for the Indians. Replacing
somebody.
You can't
sit two down.
So replacing Willie Rammel.
Grace
to enter it in. She gets it into Lily Luthold. 2 minutes left. Lily gets a ball screen. Tries to hand it off.
Just like we're just careless.
I know.
We act like we're tired. We haven't done anything.
I know. That's about 5 or 6 straight turnovers.
Yeah.
So we just can't get a shot.
Yep. You know, I don't know that New Knoxville is that great of a team. We're just being careless.
No, we're just not playing very well.
Yeah, just being careless. So.
Ball goes over to Knoxville, tipped in the backcourt, and
out of bounds. It goes to the Indians.
Say the Rangers run the line.
Yeah. Good hustle by Marissa Garkey. She wasn't going to give up on that ball. So
Grace will inbound from the side. Minute 45 left. Means down 33-16. Grace gets it into Emma in the backcourt. Now she brings it up and hands it off to Lily Luthold at the top. Lily will hand off to Grace. Grace will get it tipped away again and stolen by the Rangers.
And, you know, that little bit of lack of hustle to the ball doesn't help. You know, it's, we just need to be a little bit more aggressive and take care of that ball.
But credit to Knoxville, they're getting their hands on a lot of
they
things.
Are.
They're
they
tipping
are.
Some out. And most teams wouldn't, so. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're.
Emma Kolick has it for the Indians. She's on the left wing. She picks up a dribble, still has it. Gets it inside to Elena Evers. Now to Grace Eugenbiller in the short corner. She'll drive middle. It's a five-footer. That's no good. Rebounded by Hinchins and Knoxville.
Yep. And Carson's going to bring it down the floor. Carson Hinchins going to bring the ball down the floor. With 58 seconds left to go, Indians are going to give a little bit of pressure. Out to Avery Hinchin, all the way over to Erica Weedock, and Lily Luthold's going to tap it out of bounds. Right to the guy with the bad foot. Yikes. I don't know if that's a position I'd want to, that's a place I'd want to be with that
somebody
foot.
Somebody could fall on that.
Yep. So Carson Hinchin's going to throw the ball in. She throws it into Avery. Avery's going to drive. She's going to get the ball into Erica Weedock. And she's fouled by Grace. Hands straight up, never moved.
I know. It might have been a little contact, but she was straight up.
Yeah.
I mean,
it would have been a good no call, but we're not getting no calls tonight.
I know.
So that puts Waterman back at the line. She scored a lot of points on the line tonight. 41 seconds go. Indians down 16-33. Waterman's first shot is no good on the Hall Brothers foul line in our Fort Camp excavating fourth quarter. Do you think I get like a plus every time I say something like that? Like,
I think so.
I think I got to get something like, candy bar, kudos.
Yeah. Marissa has it for the Indians with 30 seconds left. Over to Grace, now she hands to Lily. Lily over to Emma Kolick. She'll shoot the 15-footer. That's long, no good.
Rebound to Carson Hinchin. She's going to dribble the ball slowly down across the line with 17, 16, 15, 14 seconds left to go, and they're just going to pass the ball around, let this game in.
Run it out, yep.
So
that'll do it for the JV matchup. The Indians lose 33-16. Only 4 points the Indians scored in the second half, so a tough one, but we got to recover after this and move on. So we'll take a short break and be back after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
back here wrapping up the JV game. Just ended. JV girls once again lose 33-16. It was 16-12 after the first half. Indians really ended the half well and looked like they could take it to New Knoxville. But the second half was all Rangers as the Indians scored 4 points and lost 33-16. Yep. So I think you said Marissa Garkey led us in scoring with 12 or so.
Yep, she had 12 or 16. And then Hope and Elena pitched in with 2 each. So
just New Knoxville was really athletic and got a lot of steals. And we were just partly careless with the ball. It caused a lot of turnovers for us and a lot of problems. Not like we did against South Adams where we got the ball inside and got a lot of good looks.
Yeah.
Just couldn't seem to get any looks inside or anything at all because after a couple passes, it seemed like we were turning it over a lot. So,
yeah.
So hopefully the varsity girls can pull out a win here soon. We got 12 minutes left. And once again, JV girls lost 33-16. So we'll take a break and play a couple commercials and be back for the varsity pregame show right after this.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.